All this basketball has got me all excited here. Don't forget, this is our Rolla Bulldog pregame show, which is brought to you by REMAX, Heart of America, Joyce Collins, and Shelly Clark, are your Rolla Real Estate mother-daughter team. For any real estate questions, go online at motherdaughterteam.com. The Bulldogs 2-0 on the year here, and they're going to play their toughest test so far of this tournament. It's no good here for Michael. Big board there by Ozark with a minute 10 there. Now we're going to try to bring some cross and have a good conversation time here soon. Talk about a little bit more here, just the public tournament so far. As the losers bracket started off here first tonight as Lebanon lost yesterday.
Timeout.
They win here today as they beat the Christian
30-second timeout
here to St. Louis, and they beat them pretty handily. I believe the final score was 78-50. I had it for 57, I believe. I might be give or take for the Christian Academy Crusaders, but Lebanon did have to put up 78 points. Look phenomenal there. They get the 1-1 on the year, and Quentin Shelton had himself a good. He finished with 37 points on the night. He really looked well. He took some really good shots. So we won't see Lebanon until later on in the year for the Bulldogs, but that's just a guy. Hopefully, that's a guy's name to remember there just for a little bit. Then we go to Springdale. Springdale played Marshfield, and Marshfield was going toe to toe there, but they just could never get over down by five. I mean, they just could never get there. Couldn't get to put that lead down before to below five, and they just couldn't do it. As Springdale just start going on runs again. The final score there, Springdale won the game. They're going to go to 1-1 on the year. 64-49. Marshfield falls to 0-2. And Springdale looked pretty good. Jawan Boyd had 20 last night, had 21 here again tonight. Also, Vincent Mason finished with 13 last night against the Rolla Bulldogs. So, another good night for those
now,
two
George
young men there.
They get
their first win of the year here. And then Rodgerville and Ozark, right now, is a battle that's trying to get there. So, Ozark going to the free throw line here, 47-43. Ozark on top.
Also replaced by Chase Jags.
Rodgerville numbers.
Luke Anderson to the line, shooting two for the Wildcats.
A little red trim coming down, but it's a red trim on the numbers and the name, so you can hardly see the numbers, really. It's hard to read there because I cannot tell who's at the free throw line for Rodgerville. But 10 team fouls here for the Ozark Tigers. And right now, you know what's up next. Your Rolla Bulldogs taking on the Republic Tigers. That's another tough matchup to get here for the Bulldogs.
Zach Bourbon, tough one last night.
You beat
Caleb Lowe in the Wildcats lineup.
You end up beating them. You were down 18-2 at one point in the ball game, and right off the bat, you started off like that, and you were able to come back and win the ball game. 58-51. Alex Ward finished with a fantastic night. He had to finish with 28 on the night. Now it's a single-digit one-possession ball game. 47-45. After the both free throws. Wide open layup. Those are missing. And you put that out for
good. Good night, DJ
Elliott. On top here. 30 seconds up the ball. And it's going to go out of bounds off the Ozark Tigers off the inbound there because they thought it was going to be out of bounds on and out of
rebound replacing David in the Ozark lineup.
Alec Bohr finished with a fantastic night. Had 28 points on his own the night there. Trey Brown's a sophomore here that really had some pivotal moments in the ball game. Two big threes from Trey. From Trey. One of them, Don Taylor, missing the turnover. We're not really sure what's about him.
Ozark 2, 3 seconds left,
and Ozark going back to the free throw.
Second personal.
And it makes these two be throwing blood in the water.
Top of the Wildcats.
Back to it here. As Trey Brown hit the big three here, the design
play. Gary Gibson replacing Andy Miller.
He's on top of the key. And just kind of give him a little screen, Trey, a little bit of a screen with the ball.
Parker ran down to the line,
Trey
shooting
deep three,
one plus the bonus for the Tigers.
Bulldogs all night long, and then they never they gave it up. The next possession, got it right back. I don't believe they ever got rid of it again. And they played onto it there, and they finished the game 58-51. Jawan Boyd finished with 21 for the Springdale Bulldogs. But really, it was a hard fought game. It's one of those games.
Dory Davidson will check in following the break.
A lot of teams start to shut it down. When you're down 18-2, you see a lot of those teams start to shut it down, and the Bulldogs came back into it and really battled the ball their way into it. It's one of the games right here. That's what this squad's going to need. You have a lot of inexperience from this squad, and a lot of chemistry is not completely there yet. But you couldn't have told, or you couldn't have told them that from watching the second, third, and fourth quarter last night of that ball game. So that's something they're going to need for later on the year when you get closer to district time. You got to get a little bit. You got to be battle tested a little bit, and that's one that's nice to have in the books here for the Bulldogs. As right now, 23 seconds left here in the Ozark Rogersville game. And it's been a fantastic ball game here. Rogersville is trying to claw their way back into it. Ozark up by 4 here. 23 seconds left to play. Keep talking about Rollin. It was a fantastic ball game. Me and Kelly Brown last night. Kelly Brown did a fantastic job. He'll be back in tomorrow night with us here in the booth, hopefully for a Republic championship. But championship trophy here in Republic. But really, we were impressed with this, the fight they shown. A lot of the we brought it up a couple times last night, was the bench points that they had. The amount the bench scored compared here to the
Josh Winnicott, the personal foul, his third.
That's really Colby Shivers, the Trey Brown.
Excuse me, on
Rogersville, Ozark
hit the double
bonus. Jack Hans, another one, happy to sixth man last night since Blaze came back. We talked about Benji Colin. She's really a kid that had a couple big buckets and a couple big rebounds. I mean, only finished with 5 points on the night, but really when you look at it, he had a very pivotal player last night for these Raleigh Bulldogs. And really in that second quarter is when we seen him the most, and he turned it around. He really helped turn the tide for the Raleigh Bulldogs here. Free throw up, no good. It's a 50-45. The Raleigh is going to try to drive down here. Get it here in the right corner. Trying to hit a double team. Guy flies it out. He's going to have a wide open three in the left wing. Shot up. No good, though. It's going to go. No, he's going to save that bounce, and it's going to go. I was like, that's going to be a ball. They're going to foul him here, but that's really it. Good game, though. 50-45. Not counting the free throw again. With 2.3 seconds left to play. We still got a whole pregame show here, folks. We got our keys to the game. We got our interview with Coach Miller. And then hopefully we get here. It'll be prime time here. We get opening tip off here against the public time. When we come back, we'll talk about the Raleigh Bulldogs. And we'll talk a little bit more about this Republic Tigers team here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Laurie West Jr. with Kingdom Kia. And you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to our Raleigh Bulldog pregame show, which is brought to you by REMAX, Harbor America, Joyce Thomas, and Shelly Clausen, or your Raleigh real estate mother-daughter team. For any real estate question, go online at motherdaughterteam.com. If we had any problems, listen to us there. I apologize. We had a little confusion over here. Hopefully everything's good to go and fix here before this game and the rest of the pregame. We talked a little bit about these Bulldogs and what's been going on here in this Republic tournament, the 54th annual Republic tournament here, but when we talk about our dogs and how impressed we were, how they got battle-tested in that first game against the Springdale Bulldogs. They won the game last night, 58-51, 18-2. It was the start off the game, and to come back right there is a very impressive feat there, and it's nice to see these kids have that. They're really an inexperienced. They don't have a lot of time playing with each other at this varsity level, and then you see them come back or come out and just be able to make that kind of comeback. It was very impressive here, but now it doesn't get any easier in this Republic tournament. You play a very good Republic team here that's really, they lost one starter from last year, that's from a squad that went 17-8 last year. You lose your starting point guard, but you bring back a lot of good basketball players. A couple of them right here in Brock Smith and Drew McMillan is a 5'9 sophomore guard. And from what I've heard, from looking at him, watching him a little bit last night, he was the leading scorer last night as a sophomore guard. The senior guard, Trent Rackley is another one they're going to be looking at to really have that load. But Brock Smith is the man. He is that guy here for Republic. He's a 6'4 senior forward. He's trying to get his 1,000th point here this season. He's been very, very consistent here for the Republic Tigers. He's a very good basketball player. It's interesting to see what these kids can do. And for this Republic team, it's really the sky is the limit for them. They have a lot of potential, and there's not much they don't they do. There's nothing they do bad. They're really good at a lot of different things. Really, it's going to be interesting what these Raleigh Bulldogs can do. I think they can run and gun with them we can get him out of position there. And I think Rolla is, that's one of the best things Rolla's been like, been at year in and year out. So hopefully we can try to get them out of position, trying to just come, run up the court as quickly as possible and use our athletic kids to our advantage. And really, but Republic, they don't lack, it's not like they lack the athleticism. They shoot really well. Defensively, that's the really calling card here in Republic. They play very good defense here, and they got first-year head coach in Tim Brown. Very, very, it was a very good acquisition here for the Republic Tigers. As a lot of coaches from around this from the conference, around the league, around the state, are very fond of Tim Brown here for the Republic Wildcats, and they thought that are Republic Tigers, and they thought that's probably the best, one of the best hires they could get here for Republic. So it's going to be an interesting matchup here, and I'm interested to see how the Rolla Bulldogs can do here, what Coach Miller can kind of stir up, kind of cook up here against these Republic Tigers. And right, I think one of the big ones right there is stopping in Brock Smith and Trent Rackley. Drew McMillan's another one. You're probably going to hear his name a little bit here tonight. And really, there's a lot of good talent. There's a lot of talent on this squad here. So interesting to see. It's another interesting night here in the Republic tournament. It doesn't get any easier. And this is another tough one as we play Republic in their own tournament here, the 54th annual Republic tournament. Take another quick break here. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Coach Miller here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Cricket with Robin Cricket's Tater Patch, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to ESPN 107.3. Here is our Coach's Corner. Our Coach's Corner is brought to you by Miller Glass and Rolla. We install it all. Coach Miller here tonight. Game two here for the Republic tournament. It was an impressive win for the boys last night. It's just one game, but how important was that win for these boys that they now they know they can battle back against a team like that?
Yeah, well, it was one of those things where it was really good for us to find out that we could play with a team that had all that quickness and all that strength. You know, we're rather inexperienced. We've got some experience, but for the most part, our varsity team is inexperienced in playing together. And to see them come together and be able to battle through a real physical game like that is impressive to us as a staff, but I think it's something to build off of and go forward.
And you say a little bit like they're inexperienced with each other, and now you go play Republic here tonight. That brings almost everyone back minus two or three kids and one starter. It's a squad that was very good last year and have a lot of experience, like we just said. So what's the plan here tonight against this Republic team?
Yeah, you know, it's they've got a lot of shooters. They've got some guys that are very active, a couple of guys that are real active inside and out, and they've they've got that good size to go with it. So all in all, we've got to play our game. We've got to change defenses. We've got to push the ball up and down the floor. Need to shoot it well. Our first game, a little slower pace than what our second game was, and I felt like well from the perimeter. We didn't have as many opportunities last night to shoot the three ball, but I'm hoping that, as we get those looks tonight, we'll shoot a good percentage. And if we do that and play the defense that we're capable of, I think good things are in store for us.
For this Republic squad, you got Brock Smith coming back and Trent Rackley, a forward and a guard that really had fantastic careers here at Republic. So what's the plan for the Bulldogs stopping them tonight?
Yeah, they are they're a handful, that's for sure. We'll match up some where we're a straight-up man and we're going to be running and jumping a lot. We'll also throw some 32 and junk zones at them. The whole deal for us is we need to keep people off balance, keep them from being able to feel like they can do any one thing. We have to make them play out of their comfort zone, and so that's what we'll try to do. We'll see if we can do that.
So is that kind of like your key to the game here tonight? Just go as fast as you can and try to keep them out of position?
Yeah, we'll go as fast as we can. we got to be under control, but we're going to try and make them speed up and be a little more out of control than us. And got to control the backboards, too. Those guys very active and got some decent size out there. So we got to make sure we take care of all aspects of the game.
a little bit of injury problem coming into here to this tournament. I didn't see anybody. It seemed like there's some bumps and bruises, but how is the health coming into game two?
Yeah, we're in good shape. I think the guys had a long day of getting some rest and staying active. We came over for a shoot around at 10, and so got a lot of shots up for about an hour. And, you know, Blaise Klausner was the guy that it was his first game, and because of injury, and he said, no, I'm feeling fine. So, yeah, I think guys are ready to go.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck to you and the boys here tonight. That was our Coach's Corner here at ESPN 107.3. Don't forget, our Coach's Corner is brought to you by Miller Glass of Rolla. We install it all. When we come back, we'll have our keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip-off here at ESPN 107.3. Don't that feel real funky, y'all? Two and a half minutes away here from game time. Final game here, prime time again here for the Bulldogs. They're taking on the Republic Tigers here in the final game of game two for the in the Republic tournament. Winner will go to the will have a chance to play for the Republic Championship tomorrow night here. Bulldogs have not seen it since 2014, haven't been there since 2015. So can they punch their ticket in here? We're about to find out here in a few moments. Our keys to the game is brought to you by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Rolla. They hold the keys to your new vehicle, and it is just one click away at TaylorChryslerRolla.com. And I think my key to the game here from watching the Republic a little bit last night, and really since for the success from Rolla from not just last night, for the last couple of years, is I think we've got to really just we've got to push that pace a little bit and just catch them out of position and then take advantage. And we have the athletic kids and RJ Alfred and Blaise Klausner, Alec Bohr. A lot of these kids can shoot, but we have enough of these kids that can come in if they have it and just really penetrate well and then pass it back out to a lot of the other kids. So I think that's going to be my key to the game. That's brought to you by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Rolla. We go to our captains here tonight. Our captains are brought to you by Extreme Accessories, located in their newly remodeled shop on North Bishop. For the Rolla Bulldogs, it will be Blaise Klausner and Alec Bohr. For the Republic Tigers, it's going to be their senior led stars here. Brock Smith, wearing number 22, the 6'4" senior forward, and then 6'2" senior guard, wearing number 4, Trent Rackley. Then we go to our time and temp. Our time and temp is brought to you by AMCO, Total Care in Rolla, AAMCO. And right now, it is a nice and cool 57 degrees, and it's 8:44. It is almost time for game time here, as we're going to take a quick little break real quick, because they're going to play the national anthem. Right after the national anthem, we'll come right back for opening tip-off.
This is Larry with Miller Glass of Rolla, and you're listening to Bulldog Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Welcome back here to ESPN 107.3 as they're about to announce the starters here at Republic. Remember, our captains were brought to you by Extreme Accessories, located in their newly remodeled shop on North Bishop. For the Bulldogs, it was Blaise Klausner and Alec Bohr. And for the Republic Tigers, it was Brock Smith and Trent Rackley here. That'll take us to our starting lineups, which are brought to you by Donut King and Rolla, guaranteed fresh, never frozen. Donut King, located on North Bishop. And for the Republic Tigers here, it'll be number 1, the 6-foot junior guard, Race Looney. Number 4, the 6-2 senior guard, Trent Rackley. Number 10, the 5-9 sophomore guard, Drew McMillian. Number 22, the 6-4 senior forward, just signed to Drury, is Brock Smith. And then to round it all off, it'll be number 23, the 6-foot-3 junior forward, Tucker Thomas. For the Rolla Bulldogs here tonight, it was going to be staying small ball here for the Dogs. As it will go here to number 5, the senior guard, R.J. Alfred. Number 11, junior guard, Malukin Pritchett. Number 15, the senior guard, Blaise Klausner. Number 21, the senior guard, Alec Bohr. And then to round it off there again, the senior forward, Trey Quick here. That's Trey Quick here. Another one that is going to be important. That's another guy that's going to be important here tonight against Brock Smith and a couple of these other forwards like Tucker Thomas. You've seen how athletic Trey is and how big Trey is, so we'll get to see how well he plays here tonight against a very good duo here for the Republic Tigers. Now it's almost time here. First quarter is brought to you by Cox Brothers Food Equipment Repair. When time means money, they call Cox Brothers Food Equipment Repair in St. James. as they're just finishing it off the starting lineups here. Coach Miller and Coach Brown having a couple more words, final words here for their squad before they head out here for the tip-off. It will be, I believe it's going to be Alec Bohr going up for the tip-off. Our tip-off is brought to you by the State Farm Insurance Agent, Angie Dell Foster, located on Hawk Drive in Rolla. And then it will be Brock Smith for the Republic Tigers. The Rolla Bulldogs will be going left to right on your radio here. Started off slow last night. That is not something they can afford to do here against this Republic squad. Tip-up, and it will go the way of the Republic Tigers. It's going to come down to Looney. As Looney going to bring it up right, going right to left on your radio. He's going to get a screen, going to go to the right wing, get it down low to number 22, Smith. Going to miss left, rebound coming down to Alec Bohr. As now Blaze going to come up, going to drive off the wing, going to kick it back out to Alec. Alec back over here to Blaze in the right wing, calling. Now he's going to be running the offense, gets over here to Alec in the left elbow, back out to Blaze. Blaze pump fake from the three in the right wing, gets it back down low to Alec. Alec going to pull up jumper, turn around, shot up no good, rebound, good job by Malukin. Coming, flying out of nowhere. It's going to hit out of bounds and go out of bounds off Maluki in there, but really flew in there and tried to hit it back out to Blaze, but he just hit it a little too hard there. It will be Republic basketball here. Inbound here from the near side. It will be from Rackley over here. It gets it back over here to Smith. A little physical already there from him and Trey. He's going to drive to the right on Trey. Dribble back out. Going to kick it over here to Thomas. Thomas over here guarded by Alec Bohr back here in the elbow. Pack it back up top to Looney. Looney's going to drive, bring it all the way around. Kick it to Rackley in the corner. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound's going to come down. It's going to go off. It's going to go off of Thomas. It'll become Bulldog basketball here. 0-0 the score here. If you're tuning in, Bulldog game just started. 7:06 left to play here in the first quarter. We got a lot of Bulldog action ahead here tonight. As RJ going to bring it up here for the Dogs. He's going to drive to his right, kick it back over here to Blaze. Trying to get down low to Alec, and they must really like this matchup against Brock as Alec gets the easy up and two after the great night there from Alex. And Trey Quick, what a great job. They try to get it over here to Smith in the right wing, and Trey Quick intercepts it. Blaze over here gets it to Alec. Alec's going to miss the three over here in the right wing. Rebound's going to come down to Smith. Smith going to bring it up, going coast to coast on himself, and there's going to be a charge. No, there will be a blocking foul. I thought they might have been able. I didn't know. Couldn't really see Blaze right there. I thought he might have been set, but it will send Smith to the line for two, and he made the bucket, so a chance for an and one here for Brock. And the foul will be on Blaze there. Blaze's first game last night, it was pivotal. He wasn't a stat monster, but really, and Blaze kind of pleading his case on that on the foul there. As the free throw up and good from Brock Smith. 3-2. Republic on top here. RJ trying to get, about to get pickpocket, gets it back over here to Alec up top, back to Malukin in the left wing, and trying to find, I thought Trey was coming up, but he's setting a screen, somehow finds Blaze here in the right wing, back up top here to RJ, between the legs, going to try to go up here, going to get it back over to Alec in the left wing, back to Malukin, going to try to move the ball around the perimeter, there's Trey that time, trying to get down low, and it's going to be a foul. I believe it'll either be on Race Looney or as waiting for the number, and it will be on Race Looney. That'll be Race Looney's first foul for the junior guard. Each team has one team foul. Be inbound baseline left here for the Dogs. Alec here set to do the inbounding. As whistle blows, here we go. And going to get here to RJ in the corner. Try to get back out to Blaze. He's going to get hit. Going to get tipped, and it will still remain here with the Dogs. I believe it was Looney that did. Or no, it wasn't Looney. It was Trent Rackley is able to get just a finger on it. It's going to go out of bounds. Malukin here is at the inbound from the far side with 6 minutes at the play here in the first quarter. RJ here in the left wing gets a screen set from Blaze. It's a little bit of space, but gets automatically defended back here to Malukin, right over here to RJ. RJ pump fakes, gets him a little stutter step, kicks it back over here to Blaze up top. Blaze to RJ in the right wing. RJ gets it over here to Malukin. Malukin down low. Thought about it. Gets it over here to Trey. Trey back over to Malukin. Malukin quick shot in the corner. Shot up. In and out. No good. Rebound is going to come down to Tucker Thomas. That's his first rebound of the night. It's going to be Race. Race will slip. And everybody on the ground. Somehow Malukin comes up with it. It's going to be a turnover there for Republic as they're trying to pickpocket Alec there as well. Didn't get to him. And then it'll be Malukin. Quick three. Shot up. No good. And there's going to be a foul on Alec. Alec flew through the air and will be an offensive foul on Alec. That'll be Alec's first. Alec, the big night last night, finished with 28. And a big comeback win there for the Dogs as they get the inbound here, running that man trap again like they had a lot of success. But they're going to be able to find the hole in it, and they find Drew McMillan. Drew McMillan there, they found the hole in the trap. And McMillan just ran streaking up the court and was wide open pass. 5-2, Republic on top here with 5:05 to play here in the first quarter. Blaze here in the right wing, slowing it down. Going to try to play this half court, sucking in. Going to get a – oh, man, they're going to call a foul on Blaze. Gonna call it a moving screen. That's an offensive foul. That's gonna be Blaze's second. Quick foul, quick two fouls here from Blaze. 2 seconds shy here from 5 minutes. 4:58. That's gonna bring in Colby Shivers. Colby Shivers played very well last night. He was played valuable minutes coming off the bench here, and he's gonna be asked to do it again. But Blaze Claus are in the two fouls. Malukin coming off as well, as I believe that's gonna be Trey Brown coming in for him. Race Looney bringing it up here for the Republic Tigers, going right to left on your radio. Gets him to kick it over here to the wing. As now they're going to get down low to Smith. Smith, good defense from Trey. Shot up, no good. Alec here with the board. Now that's going to be an offensive foul on Tucker Thomas. Big time board there from Alec. Skied for it and gets the foul. That'll be Tucker Thomas' first here. Three team fouls here for Rolla, two team fouls for Republic. Going to kick it over here to Colby in the right wing. As they get up here top of Trey. Back over here to RJ in the left wing. Back inside to Trey in the corner. And get back over to RJ. RJ trying to hit Colby Shivers, and he's just getting mugged down there. Good defense there from Republic. Kick it back over here to Brock. Brock here in the left wing. Gets it down low. They had Tucker Thomas open in the corner. Didn't take it, and shot up no good. Rebound coming down to Alec again. That's his third already here tonight with 4:13 left to play here in the first quarter. Looking to drive. He's going to get a screen set. Decided to pass it back out to RJ. RJ's going to drive. Kick a good balance pass down low to Trey. Lost the handle on it. Pull a turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound coming down to the Republic Tigers. Rackley gets his second. And they come back quickly with a fast break. Shot up no good from Smith. Rebound coming down to Colby Shivers. Colby here in the left wing, 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. Thought about pulling up right there. Had a little step back. Can you get a screen here for RJ? Kick back over to Colby in the left wing. Colby trying to get a little bit of space here as he passes it back out here to RJ. As we're waiting for the play call here, 3:30 let's play here in the first quarter. 5-2, Bulldogs trailing. And kick here to Trey. Trey had a double screen here set for Trey in the left wing. Just able to battle through it. Trey's going to take it himself. In and out, no good. And the ball is going to hit the bottom of the net. They're going to do this fast break. Drew McMillan quickly gets the shot up and good. And Drew McMillan takes a quick one, and there's going to be a timeout call to be called by Coach Miller. It'll be a full timeout in 1 minute. We'll take a break here as well at ESPN 107.3.
The Rolla High School Bulldogs play here. KLPW, Steelville, Rolla. Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
RJ Alfred driving here off the break and kick it back out here to Colby Shivers. That timeout was brought to you by the attorneys of the Rolla Law Firm of Williams, Robinson, Rigler, and Bush Joes. As Colby Shivers is going to back straight up here. He's going to come back, drive here. He almost gets there, and they're going to call it a carry. There's a turnover there for the Dogs. 7-2, the score. Republic on top here. If you just join us here, 2:45 left to play here in the first quarter. They get it inside to Drew McMillan, guarded by Colby Shivers, and he's going to Drew McMillan, the sophomore guard, got four already, and is very, very quick off the dribble. He passes it here into double team. Somehow Brock gets out of it. He's going to pass over here to Looney. Looney's from the corner up, no good. Rebound going to come down to Colby, and it looks like he's going to fall out of bounds. He's able to keep his balance. Good job, Colby. Gets over here to Alec. Alec in the right wing, going to pull up, shut up, and good. From Alec Bohr. As that's 5 points here for Alec. 7-5 score. Republic on top here still. They get over here to Rackley in the left wing. As it looks like they're trying to run this play for Brock, trying to get him outside back in, trying to get Trey to fall for it. Gets over here to Brock in the left wing. Gets it to the elbow. Shot up and good there. Assist going to Brock Smith. And the shot was, I believe it was Tucker Thomas. As now RJ's going to pull up here, drove it inside, bounce around, and is up and good there from RJ Alfred. Quick two there, 9-7, Republic on top. But RJ gets a quick one back there with 1:40 to play here in the first quarter. Looney's trying to drive himself. Looked like he's going to pass it. Try to throw that back into Millen in the left wing. Gets a piece of it. Batted away by Trey. That's a steal. Gets over here to Alec. Alec's going to pull up, step back up, and off the front iron. No good. And Colby's going to try to save it, but it was a little too late there. Nothing he could do as that ball go out of bounds. Nice little step back from Alec to get the space, but just couldn't get the ball to find the hole. As of right now, not a lot of, it hasn't been a lot of sloppy basketball here. It's just the shots aren't falling here so far for the Dogs. 9-7 Republic on top of the Dogs here with 120 left to play here in the first quarter. It will be McMillan up top running the offense. Going to kick it over here to Smith. Smith up from three. No good. Rebound's going to come down to, I believe that's Danny Foster, the sophomore forward. Gets over here to RJ in the left wing. Gets it inside to Trey. Trey kicks it back here to Colby. Colby in the right wing. Had a little space for a split second, but McMillan quickly puts a hand in his face and forces him to think about it. Gets over here to Alec in the left wing. Alec's going to drive baseline. Shot up and no good. Rebound's going to come down to Brock Smith. As Smith's going to kick it out. Gets over here to Rackley. Three up and that hits nothing but net there from Rackley. Good passing there on that possession from the Republic Tigers. That makes it 12-7. They're on top here with 35 left to play here. As they'll have Shivers in the right wing back up top to RJ. As now they're going to switch the play call here with 24 seconds here. Going to hold off for the last shot. Right now, is RJ looking to drive here in the left wing. Kicks it right and he's going to stop it. Come right back here to it with 10 seconds left to play here. Hold on to it for the last shot. RJ going to drive. Going to kick it over here to Danny Foster. And he's going to pull up. Nope. And it's going to be rebounds. They got him right there. The bench is screaming 3-2-1 and forced Danny Foster to shoot an early shot. Got the rebound. Shot up no good from full court. When we come back, we'll have second quarter action here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Joyce Thomas with RE/MAX Heart of America, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Kingdom Kia, located on North Bishop or online at KingdomKia.com. Stop it now and you could get your oil change for only a dollar at Kingdom Kia. Bulldog basketball here to start off the second quarter. 12-7, they're trailing to the Republic Tigers. Blaze up top here. Ball on the ground, kicks it back over here to Colby. Colby here in the right wing gets the screen. Says he's going to pull up from deep. Shot up, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Tucker Thomas. Get a little bit of space there, but they're forcing them to shoot from even deeper than they want to with 7:30 left play here in the first half. They're going to get over here to Jaden Duvall. Jaden Duvall gets it to Brock Smith in the right wing. Thought about taking the shot. It's going to be forced to kick it back out and right back to him. Now he's going to kick it back out here to the perimeter again. Great ball movement. Going to find Thomas. Thomas is going to drive up and good if he found the weak spot in the defense. Shot up and good there from Tucker Thomas. 14-7, Republic on top. Gets it over here to Danny Foster here off the right baseline. As now Colby here in the right wing. Kicks it back over here to Alec. Alec deep here in the left wing. Hits it over here to Trey. Gets a screen shot up and good shot from Alec Bohr. Fearless as he took that shot. Great screen there from Trey Quick. And that'll be a quick seven from Alec. As they kick it back over here, gets it to Thomas in the left wing. Thomas back up top to Smith. Smith over here back over to Duvall. And there's going to be a travel. Quick turnover there for the Tigers. As now it will be Bulldog basketball. A 5-point lead here for the Tigers. The Bulldogs trailing with 6:38 left to play here in the first half. Gets it over here to Alec in the left wing. Alec back over here to Colby toward midcourt. As Republic running this 3-2 zone here inside, really not being able to penetrate much at all. And the outside been defended well here. They're going to keep passing around the perimeter. Finds over here to Colby. Colby gets it to Trey. Try to find the bounce back. Try to bounce back to Alec. Alec on the ground. And that'll be a turnover here for the Dogs as it goes out of bounds. Inbound baseline left here for the Tigers off the turnover. As Alec kind of hit off Alec as he, I don't know if he tripped or he slipped, but either way, he was falling down, hit off his arm, and it goes out of bounds toward the far side corner. 6:10 to play here in the first half. 14-9 Republic on top. And that will be McMillan here with the ball. The sophomore guard's got four here tonight already. Gets it over here to Duvall on the right wing. Back over here to McMillan. Back to Smith. Smith thought about taking a deep three. Doesn't take it. Back over to McMillan. McMillan gets it back over to Rackley. Rackley wanted it to Smith, gets it over to Smith in the right wing anyways, and he's going to be forced to do the cross-court pass, shot up, and no good, as rebound's going to come down. It's going to hit off of the Trey Quick or Colby Shivers, one of those two, as Brock Smith was up there and started pointing, and it looked like there's no argument there, so it must have hit off Colby Shivers. And remain here with Republic. Here's an inbound baseline right. As right now they're trying to find Duvall as they get it back over here to Thomas. Thomas gets to Smith. Smith's going to be wide open from three as Alec missed it. And missed the steal and left Smith wide open, and he sunk that one there. 17-9, Republic on top. As Blaze here with the ball, this little break in the action is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chuck Meadows. If you live in Phelps County, Chuck Meadows has you covered. As Colby back up top here. As looking for Blaze, going to toss it here to Blaze here. Blaze coming back around to the left wing, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. I hope it's on Brock Smith. Brock Smith got six already, and I believe it's going to be number 13. It'll be Jaden Duvall, the first foul here for the 5'10 senior guard. The Alec Bohr here ready to inbound baseline left. Gets it up top here to Colby. Colby wants that deep three bad, but he just doesn't pull the trigger on it. Gets over here to Alec in the left wing. Back over here to the left elbow for Danny Foster. Right back out to Alec. Alec wants to pull up, but he's guarded so tightly. And tried to do a cross-court pass, and it's going to get intercepted. Easy. Oh, he missed a layup. Tucker Thomas is going to go up for the dunk. Missed the handle on it. Tried to throw it into a layup and missed it. Rebound came down to Colby Shivers. As they get over here to Danny Foster. Shot up no good from Danny. Rebound's going to come down to Race Looney. They're running and gunning. He's going to kick it over here to McMillan. Back over here to Looney. And there's going to be a travel. Obviously, he took a couple steps without the ball. And he knew he did it, too. A lot of frustration coming out there from Race Looney. 17-9. Republic on top here with 4:39. Let's play. And I believe there's going to be a timeout. Republic wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Lance Thurman with Williams Robinson, Riegler, and Bush Jost, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
That time I brought to you by the attorneys of the Raw Law Firm, Williams Robinson, Riegler, and Bush Jost. RJ after back in the game, brings up the court here for the Dogs. Back over to Blaze. Blaze back here to RJ in the left corner. He's going to drive baseline, kick it back out here to Alec. Alec is going to drive baseline as well. Cross over, shot up, and good from Alec Burr. Alec Bohr. Alec having another great game as he had last night. 17-11, Republic on top here with 4:15 left to play here in the first half. Gets over here to Smith. Smith's going to get to McMillan. He's going to pull up from the free throw line, shot up, and no good. Rebound's going to come down to Blaze. He kind of fought old Brock Smith for it, but big-time rebound there from Blaze Klausner as Alec Bohr's going to pull up from the left wing. No, pump fake gets back to Blaze Klausner. Back over here to RJ. RJ's going to drive here. He's going to lose a handle on it, and it's a turnover here for the Dogs. And there's going to be a foul on the floor just to stop the fast break. 3:53 left to play here in the first half, 17-11. As that foul will be on RJ. That'll be RJ's first foul for the senior guard. As it'll be inbound here from the far side. He gets over here to Looney. Looney going to bring it up for the Republic Tigers. Going right to left on your radio is Republic. Got a little pick and roll play. He's going to take it himself, and there's going to be a foul. He threw that ball up and just going to get that foul called. It looked like Blaze and Jack were a little confused where to be there. As that foul will be on Jack Hounsom. First foul for Jack. 15th foul here for Rolla. As Looney going to shoot the free throw, make it no good right there off the front iron. Hounson coming out of the game here. Trey Brown, Danny Foster, Alice Bohr, RJ Alfred, and Blaze Klausner all on the court here for your Rolla Bulldogs. 0-for-1 from the free throw line here is Race Looney. As second one up and good that time, nothing but net. That makes it 18-11 with Republic on top here. RJ kicks over here to Blaze here in the left wing. Race Looney wanted to pick it off, but decided against it. Gets over here Danny Foster. Danny Foster wants a foul because it's going to be a quick turnover there off the steal. Gets over here to Looney in the left wing. Back up top to Smith. He's going to shoot from deep. Three up off the back iron. No good. Friendly fire there as RJ and Blaze both went up for it. RJ going to bring it up himself. And he wanted to find Trey Brown. Didn't go up for it. And there's going to be an offensive foul.
Offensive foul, Trey
There's a lot of confusion going on again here for the Dogs. This reminds me of what happened here in the first quarter yesterday, as they would throw passes and nobody really would be where they were supposed to be or where they thought the passes would go. And a lot of just miscommunications right here for the Dogs. It's another turnover. As now it will be McMillan bringing it up. Smith here in the right wing. Back up to top to Race Looney with 3:10. Let's play. Gets it down loader to Smith. There's going to be a travel call. Good defense there from the sophomore forward, Danny Foster. As he gave Smith nowhere to go on that one. Forced him in that turnover. Great job. Great job by Danny Foster. As it's 18-11, Republic on top here of the Bulldogs. 3:03, let's play here in the first half. Blaze gets over here to Trey Brown, back over to Blaze. Blaze in the left wing, three up, and off the front iron, no good. Big deep rebound from Trey, kick it over here to Alec. Alec pump fakes a three, he's going to spin. He's going to double team, he's going to have to pass out, gets over here to Trey. Trey back over here to Danny. Danny almost can't handle it, gets it back up top to Alec. Alec going to pull up in the right corner, three up, in and out, no good. Danny Foster up and good off the rebound from Danny Foster. Alec in and out. Lottie's going to have a three there. Quickly it's going to be Trent Rackley. He's going to lose a handle on it. Kind of got out of control. Turnover there. Alec here with the steal. Alec here up top. Kicks it back over here to Blaze in the right wing. With 2:25 left to play here in the first half. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. As it looks like Alec was on the ground here. I didn't see who the number was. So it's going to be Jaden Duvall. That's going to be his second foul here. Team's fourth foul. It'll be inbound baseline left here. 18-13. As Trey set to do the inbounding here for the Dogs. He's got to throw it back up here to Malukin. Wanted it inside, but no one could get open. Gets over here. Malukin going to find it here to Alec. Alec, deep three. No good. Rebound going to come down to Brock Smith. As now Race Looney going to bring it up slowly here for the Republic Tigers here. 2 minutes exactly. Let's play here in the first half. Gets it over here to Smith. Smith pump fake back up top to Looney. Looney looking for Tucker Thomas. Gets him in the corner. Crossover. Kick it back out top to McMillan. McMillan's going to drive off right side. And kick it back to Smith. Smith's going to pump fake. Step back. Had to find somebody who looked like it was going to be Alec trying to intercept it. Going to be McMillan. McMillan floater off the baseline, shot up no good. Thomas with the board. Thomas is going to bring it back here. He's in a double team. They're going to have to call a timeout. Nope, they're going to kick it back over here to McMillan somehow. Back up top to Smith. Smith wide open. No good off the back iron. And Malukin with the board. Scary possession there. Smith was open. As now, big time board there from Malukin. Gets over here to Blaze. Blaze up top to Alec. Right back to Blaze. Cross court. Three up, no good. And a rebound coming down to Smith. He's going to find good defense from Blaze, but they're still going to somehow find Trent Rackley, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. And they're going to call it on Tucker Thomas. Bucket does not count. They're going to call it on Thomas. The refs are going to talk about it here. This little break in the action is brought to you by the Center in Rolla. See what classes are available at center.rollacity.org. As now they're... And they're gonna say the basket is good from Trent Rackley. And the foul will be called on Tucker Thomas. So that will make it 20-13. Republic's on top. As we're waiting for play to start up again. As now, there we go. We had to wait for the ref to get back here into position. 1:05 left to play here in the first half. 20-13. Bulldogs need a couple buckets here and a stop. Try to get this game a little bit closer. Gets it over here to Danny Foster. Danny Foster up top, back to Blaze. Blaze gets it to Trey. Trey kicks it up top to Alec. Alec going to pull up from the left elbow. Shot up and good. Nothing but net from Alec. As Alec has 11 on the night here, 11 of the 15 Rolla has come from Alec Bohr here with 40 seconds left to play here in the first half. 20-15, Republic on top. Look like they're going to start try to wait for the last shot as well. Ray stops as they stops his dribble, gets it back over to Drew. Drew McMillian gets it back up top here to Looney. They're going to move the ball around up to perimeter as it comes right back to Looney. Gets over here to Brock. Brock Smith here with 18 seconds of play here in the left wing. Back up top to McMillian. As McMillian, look, they might want to try to drive on Maluka. They're going to kick it back over here to Brock. Right back over here to Looney. Looney gets it inside to Smith. Shot up. No good. Rebound going to come down to Alec. And no foul call, but they will. No shot was able to get up off the rebound. 20-15 here, the score, Republic on top. Come on back here for our Bulldog Halftime Show here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Brock with AMCO, and you're listening to Bulldog Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Our Raleigh Bulldog Halftime Show is brought to you by Robin Cricket's Tater Patch, famous for their taters and home of the Bulldog Burger. Bulldogs trailing right here at halftime, 20-15, Republic on top. As really, it's been a nice and slow ball game here, and they've played well, but there's been opportunities that both sides have missed so far here in this ball game, and I think Rolla's missed a little bit. They've kind of left some open shots there. You've left Brock Smith open a couple times there as he got him with a big three. And Tucker Thomas has had had some easy drives here to the bucket, had some easy penetration there, but the passing from Republic's really set them up, and the defense is Bulldogs has not been really able to figure out the defense here for Republic. They're running a really, really nice 3-2 zone, and they're able to move and counter really well, and they haven't really forced a lot of turnovers. They did a little bit toward the end of that second quarter, but Bulldogs got to be able to find that secondary score here as Alec Moore is having another good game again. He's got 11 on the night. And look at it. Our Ozark scoreboard update here for our stats is brought to you by Browns Baseball Academy. Check us out online at brownsbaseballacademy.com. And right now, I mean, Alec is the leading scorer for both squads. He's got 11 on the night so far here. Danny Foster's got 2, and RJ's got 2. So somebody else has really got to try to step up and help out with the secondary scorer here. And we heard Coach Miller talk about it a little bit last night, where Alec was used as that secondary scorer last year to Josh Pritchett. And now it's still early in the year here, so now we've got to be able to try to find that secondary scorer for Alec Board. Because now the roles have flipped. We got to find that guy that can be that scorer here for Alec. And right now, I mean, they're playing. It's been a good ball game. They've been taking. They've had good shots there. They haven't left Colby Shivers open. Colby's been wanting some shots, hasn't been able to really take a shot on any of them. The quickness from McMillian and Smith and Looney and Rackley, the guards have really played well here tonight for Republic on both sides. I mean, both sides really played well. Bulldogs defensively, minus a couple other of these plays, they've been playing well, played really well as well. So it's a hard game here. I mean, this is about what we thought was coming into it, is Republic's a good team here, and Bulldogs really taking them punch for punch. I mean, they're battling back here with this Republic Tiger team here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here in this second half. I think really what I said here a little bit ago is what's got to happen. You've got to have another guy here step up here for these Dogs, whether it be Blaze Klausner or RJ Alfred. Benjamin Colinch here is a guy that had 5 points last night, had a couple big shots, and maybe we got to keep bring him in a little bit. Or Trey. I mean, Trey Quicks, I think, is 1-3. He's 1-3 on the night here so far. He's 0-2. My bad. He's 0-2 on the night here so far. Trey Brown could be one. We haven't seen him able to take any shots yet. They haven't given him any space. So hopefully in the second half, they give guys like Blaze and Trey, Trey Brown and a couple of these other guys a little bit more space here. They can able to make them pay for it here. I mean, there's some shooters on the bench. You got Colby. You got you got Colby Shivers, you got Benjamin Colinch, and you got Trey Brown. Danny Foster's doing well on the inside as well. So there's a lot of shooters there. We just got to be able to get them open and find the little holes here and try to break this defense a little bit. RJ Alfred's been having a little bit of success trying to penetrate in the lane. So is Al, and Alex been able to do it as well. And now we're just hoping that they start to swallow or try to all gang up on that penetration so they can start kicking it out here and hit some of these mid-range shots and these three-pointers here for the Dogs. If they can do that. They can go here to the, they can get to the Republic title game tomorrow night, but we'll see who gets there here when we come back here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Tony Froelich with American Family Insurance, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Bulldog going into this third quarter, trailing by 5, 20-15, Republic on top here. Our third quarter is brought to you by the First Community National Bank. See how easy online banking can be at fcnb.com. As right now, last second words here from Coach Miller to his team here. Going to have another comeback here. At least this one's not as big as it was last night, but you will be playing, it's another talented squad here. The leading scores here for the Republic is brought to you by Riverways Federal Credit Union. Positively different. Your leading scorers, I mean, they're really spreading it around a little bit. Leading scorer Brock Smith with 6. Trent Rackley's got 5. Tucker Thomas with 4. Drew McMillian with 4 here. As right here, it will be Republic here with the ball. They're going to get inside of Tucker Thomas. Easy shot there. They just got able to get him a little bit of separation as he's able to drive to the hole. Easy shot there from Tucker Thomas. That's a 6-point on the night. As they get over here to Alec, Bulldogs going right to left on your radio. They're going to, looks like already going to drive. No, kick it back here to Blaze. Blaze going to drive. Kick it over here to Alec. Alec and left wing. Pump fake. Drive. Going to go baseline. Drive again. Up and under. No good. And Maluka can go with the board. Kick it over here to Blaze. Blaze gets it back over to Maluka in the left corner. Back up top to Blaze. Blaze going to drive. Kick it to Maluka in the left wing. Shot up. And there we go. Look like he's going to bounce out. Big time, a big shot there from Maluka. 22-18. That's first points of the night here for Maluka. Big time three. The assist coming here from Blaze Klausner, and it will be Looney going left to right on your radio for the Tigers. And he's looking to get a screen. He wants a screen. And no, he's going to try to send Smith back down here into the elbow. Gets it over here to Rackley. Rackley in the right wing. Gets it down low to Thomas. Thomas, no look pass to the corner. What a pass. 3 up, no good from McMillan. McMillan was open. Borka comes down with the rebound. Gets it to RJ. RJ tries to thread the needle. Gets it to Trey. Shot up and good from Trey Quick. Nice pass there from R.J. Alfred, and good shot there from the senior forward, Trey Quick. 22-20, Republic on top here. Bulldogs coming back into this, trying to make it, they try to get this lead or tied ball game here, and there's going to be a foul there quickly on Malukin as he got a little hand to the back there on McMillan. I believe that'll be Malukin's first. First team foul here for the Dogs here in the second half. First foul here for Malukin Pritchett as well here. 6:27 left to play here in the third quarter. 22-20, Republic on top. Try to inbound baseline left, trying to find Smith. Kicks it back over here to Thomas. Thomas, pump fake, shot up, and good. As Tucker Thomas with the pump fake got Malukin really well there. As now Alec going to drive quickly. He's going to do a Euro, shot up, and good from Alec Bohr. A little bit of contact, no call. 24-22. The score, Republic on top here. Now it will be Looney bringing it up nice and slow here for the Tigers. Kicks over here to Brock. Smith here in the right wing. Back up top to McMillan. McMillan guarded by RJ. Gets a little bit of a step on him. Has to kick it back out. And pass it up top. Blaze with the easy steal. And shot up and good. There's the game is tied at 24. As I believe it will be a 30-second timeout from Republic. We'll take one as well here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Kyoko Brown with Brown's Baseball Academy, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN
107.3. That timeout was brought to you by the Rolla Booster Club. Here is Republic moving quickly here. Gets over here to the left wing. To Thomas. Thomas, get back over here to I believe that's going to be Rackley. Rackley here to Looney. Looney shot up and good off a really good penetration there that he drove and just found the hole in there, squeaked through, and was able to get the lead here again, 26-24. Gets it up top to Alec. Alec over here to RJ. RJ's going to drive, try to do it himself, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. Foul on the floor there. I don't know who they're going to call it on. It could be They're going to call it on McMillan. It could have been on Rackley as well. It's both right there in the vicinity. Gets it here. Inbound baseline right. Gets it up top to Blaze. Pump fake from deep. Gets it over here to Malukin in the right wing. Dishes it right back over here to Blaze. Blaze wants Alec in the corner. As there he comes back to it. Gets it to him. Alec back over here to RJ. RJ going to kick it over to Blaze. Blaze gets a little bit of space. Going to drive. Shot up and foul. Blaze will go to the free throw line 4-2. Blaze Klausner's first game was last night. He went 1-2 from the free throw line, had 1 point last night, and went 1-2 from the line for Blaze. Was hurt against Salem the first game of the year, and up and good there from Blaze Klausner. Well, 5:07 left to play here in the third quarter. Republic up 26-25. Blaze trying to tie it with his free throw, and does. Perfect from the free throw line here tonight for Blaze. 2-2 with 4 points on the night for Blaze. They're going to try to drive here, gets it to Brock Smith. Smith in the left wing, and that's going to be a kick ball. Good job by Trey. Trey is able to get a kick on it. Came right back to Trey, and Trey was ready to take it all the way back. But it will be a kick ball violation. We'll stay here with Republic as they kick it over here to McMillan. McMillan back over to Looney. Looney right back up top. They're going to move the ball around the perimeter here again. Going to get it over to Looney. Looney up top, near right on the Tiger. Right back over. He's going to keep passing back and forth here. Just trying to find a little bit of space. Gets it to McMillan, almost intercepted by Malukin. Back up top here to Smith. Smith's going to drive to Looney. Kick back out. He's going to right there kick back out to Smith. Smith up, no good. And they're going to call a foul on RJ after boxing out on Smith. And that's going to be three free throws there. I don't even know what to say about that. I didn't think RJ hit him at all. Or he bumped him a little bit, so I guess that's enough, especially if you can sell it. Free throw up and good from Smith. As we got two more there from him. 27-26 scores. Republic gets the lead again. As Rolla has not yet had a lead. Second one up and good there as well from the Drury commit, Smith of the Republic Tigers. As RJ Alford coming back, is coming out of the ball game here. You're gonna bring in Kobe Shivers. And for the Bulldogs, Blaze, Shivers, Malukin, free throw up and good. Trey and Blaze. That makes it 29-26. Went 3-3 from the line. As Blaze here in the left wing with 4:25 left to play. Little pump, a little quick, little hesitation step here, a little hezzy. Gets back up here, top to Colby Shivers. Shivers going to go over here to Blaze. Blaze in the right wing. Blaze going to drive off left side. Kick it right back over here to Alec. Gets the screen set. He's going to go left. Shot up and off front iron. Rolls around and it's good there from Alec Bohr. As Alec now has 15 on the night. 29-28. Republic still on top here. As Looney's going to have a step on Blaze. Kicks it back over here to Duvall. Right over to Smith. There's going to be a travel on Smith. He don't like that call. But he did call it. That's a travel. Pack a bag, son. 29-28 here. 3:52 let's play here in the third quarter. Republic on top. Blaze here bringing up, going right to left on your radio for the Dogs. Blaze here in the right wing. Kick it right over here to Malukin. Malukin in the right wing. Drives back up top. Gets over here to Blaze. Blaze in the right wing. Back up top to Alec. Alec pump fake a deep three. Right over here to Blaze. Gonna keep playing catch here back and forth as they get over here to Kobe now. Kobe on the Tiger. He's going to get over here to Blaze. Blaze trying to get down low. Gets his pass tip. Somehow still finds Alec here toward the right elbow. He's going to pull up. Man, right in his face. Shot up. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Duvall and Trey. Good job by Trey just to bat the pass back around. And it will remain here with the Tigers, but it forces them to slow back down here again. As we'll be inbound here near the near side corner, as they will get it to Looney. Looney already guarded here by Blaze. Blaze man-to-man going into man-to-man defense here for the Dogs. As they come back over here to McMillan, right back guarded tightly by Shivers. He's going to get a screen set here for Looney. Shot up and off the glass and good. Good screen there set by Smith. Or no, by Thomas, I'm sorry, but nothing Blaze could do there. He ran to a brick wall. As now it's 31-28. Colby's going to drive. Shot up. No good off the back iron. Rebound's going to come down to Smith. As now they're trying to get down low. Pass intercepted there by Alec Bohr. With 2:35 left play here in the third quarter. Looked like he wanted to pull up right there from deep. Didn't do it. Gets it over here to Colby Shivers. Colby Shivers had a screen. Doesn't take it. Get back over here to Malukin. Malouk's going to pass it over here to Blaze. No, he's not. He's going to keep it inside. He's going to kick it back over here to Trey. Trey back to Colby. Colby gets it to Malouk, and Malouk had a little bit of space with Smith on there quickly. Try to get it in low, but it hits right off Smith's hand. That's a turnover here for the Dogs. 2:10 Let's play here in the third quarter. 31-28, Republic on top. As Looney going to drive. Drive off right. As they're looking for Smith. Smith trying to get a good, a little bit of penetration, try to get a little bit of space, but Trey on him tightly. And now Looney's going to drive him. There's going to be a charge. Attaboy. Attaboy, Alec Bohr. Alec stayed in there and hit the ground hard. And I believe that will be on Race Looney. That's going to be his second foul for the junior guard. He's got 5 points on the night so far for Looney. As now they're trying to clean it up here for the 31-28 here in the third quarter, 1:56 left in it. Alec Bohr, Blaze Klausner, Colby Shivers. I believe that's Benjamin Kolinch and Trey Brown all on the court here for the Dogs. As Alex had to do inbound here to Blaze. Blaze Klausner got a couple assists on the night, a rebound. And 4 points here for Blaze. Here in the right wing, he's going to drive on Looney. He's going to pull up, shot up, and good from Blaze Klausner and gets the foul. Has a chance to tie this game up here with an and-one for Blaze Klausner. That might be a matchup we can keep going to here in the fourth quarter, as it looks like that first a little initial step is hard for Looney to get there. It's been a little bit of vice versa, a little battle of these point guards. They've been able to get a little bit of space on the initial steps. And the last time it was all Looney got a good screen there from Thomas. And it looked like Blaze really ran into a wall. But that time Blaze got him that time. Free throw up and good there for Blaze Klausner. 3-point play there for Blaze. 3-3 from the line as he has 7 points on the night here. Gets him to get it over here up top to McMillan. He's going to drive kick it over here to Duvall. Almost walked. And good pass, but just could not handle it. It was a Rackley. It's going to be a turnover here for Republic. We're back here to Benja Kolinch. Gets over here to Colby. Colby deep three. No good. Rebound's going to come down. It's on the ground. Get over here to Alec. Alec's going to save it. And Blaze comes out with it. Gets it over here to Kolinch. Shot up and good off the Blaze Klausner assist. All hustle there from Alec Bohr. Set it up. Great passing. Great job there as Rolla has their first lead of the night. It's going to go out of bounds as they try to pass it here into the corner to Smith. And it was too high as Smith could not. He jumped up as high as he could. Couldn't reach it. Will hit off his hands. That'll be a turnover again here for the Tigers. Two straight turnovers here for Republic as Rolla has a lead here with 105 left to play here in the third quarter. 33-31. They're on top here. Blaze bringing it up nice and slow here. Going right to left on your radio are the Dogs. Alec wants it inside. He's going to get over here to Trey. Back up top to Colby. Colby over here to Trey Brown. Trey Brown deep three in the corner. Shot up and good. Net barely even moved. Big time three, and the assist goes to Colby Shivers as Republic's going to take a timeout here. Wait just a moment to see if it's going to be a 30-second timeout. As no, they're not going to call a timeout. I don't know what they're – oh, it's a pause. They had a little pause in the action as it will keep it right here as the whistle was blown, but there was no timeout here. Here's the kick it up top. Over here to Duvall here in the right wing. Back up top here to McMillan as they're going to hold for the last shot, it looks like here. 36-31, Bulldogs on top. Largest lead of the night for the Dogs. That is their first lead just about a minute ago. As now it's going to be Duvall and McMillan just keep going back and forth here. Kolinch and Shivers going back and forth. As Blaze here in this three, you're going to stay in this 3-2. As now here's 10 seconds left here. It's going to be McMillan. McMillan's going to drive. Has some space in the right wing. Shot up. No good off the front iron. Blaze going to get the board. No, he's going to let it go out of bounds. 3.5 seconds left to play here. See if Bulldogs can get a shot up going in here into the fourth quarter. As right now, it would be Trey Brown set to do the inbound from the far side here. Out going toward midcourt. Trying to find Blaze. Blaze going to try. And they're just going to look like they're just going to sit on it. Nope. Get it over here to Trey. Had enough time. Didn't get the shot off. As they try to get Trey open in the wing, but did not have enough time to get it. 36-31 score going into the fourth quarter. Come on back here to ESPN 107.3 for fourth quarter action.
Well, Marianne, it's been another busy day here at Miller Glass.
Yes, it has, Kathy. Mr. Jones came in, and while Larry was giving him a price.
What would you like, good sir?
Just a minute.
He also said that he would.
Roger.
Thank you, Thomas.
Back so we could rescreen them.
He said it was like one-stop shopping, and he was so impressed with the excellent service that our team provided.
Our team can also help him with sunrooms, solariums, retractable...
Just so you know, we only have like 3 minutes that we have to burn.
Really?
Yeah, I burned through a lot of it earlier with the whole FUBAR.
All right, I can probably, I'll try to keep a lot of it. I'll try not to go to commercial very much then for this fourth quarter.
All right. Doesn't matter either way. I already got some loaded in.
Oh, do you? I'll probably have to use them, but I'll try not to as much as I can.
Not a problem. You're going on in 10 seconds.
Find a deal from Old St. Nick, and lo and behold, what did they find? Old Dave and Matt gave them the deal of a lifetime. So come to Extreme Accessories for a gift that will last, and you'll never be haunted by the ghost of Christmas past.
This is Jack Mayer with Colden's Steakhouse in Rolla, Missouri, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball in Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Fourth quarter action here at ESPN 107.3. It is day two here of the Republic Tournament. Bulldogs trying to cash their ticket to the title game here tomorrow night. Let's see if they can hold on here to this lead. This fourth quarter is brought to you by Edward Jones agent Gary Clauser, Making Sense of Investments. And that first lead change for the Bulldogs was brought to you by the First Community National Bank. See how easy online banking can be at fcnb.com. RJ Albert here with the ball for the Dogs. It's over here to Benjamin Cullen, or to Colby Shivers. They're get it inside. He's going to get fouled to Alec Bohr. They try to get it in there. It was almost picked off, but it'll be a foul on the floor. As Race Looney with the foul. That's going to be his fourth foul of the game here for the junior guard. As now it's going to be, I think that's Colin here to do the inbound. It's to Colby. Back up top to RJ. Going to get over here to Colin. Colin to the left wing. Had a little bit of room. Back up top to RJ. Shot up. No good. Rebound going to come down to Brock Smith. As Smith's going to come up here in the left wing. Look like he's going to pull do a little step back. Comes back over here to Smith, though. Has a wide open rack. Way wide open Rackley as they hit that shot. 36-34. Second three of the night for Rackley. He's over here to Alec. Alec's going to drive. Has some space. Shot up. And good from Alec Bohr. Didn't look like Alec thought he was going to be that wide open either, but he got it nonetheless. 38-34 with 7-11 left to play here in the game. Gets it up top here to McMillan. McMillan trying to get it back over here to Smith. Smith gets it, but guarded tightly by RJ Alfred. Back over here to McMillan. Smith had a little bit of space. He's going to pull it anyway. Shot up and no good. Rebound. And there's going to be a foul on Colby Shivers over the back there as the rebound came down to Rackley, and Colby got there a little bit late. First foul for Colby Shivers. Third team foul here for the Dogs with 6:56 at the play here in the fourth. Inbound baseline left. I believe it's going to be Duvall. Duvall's trying to find somebody. Gets it over here to Rackley. Rackley up top to Brock. He's going to be open with a deep three. Shot up and nothing but net. As that's a big time three there from Brock Smith. 38-37. Bulldogs need another basket. Need a little basket here just to get some momentum back here. Two big shots there for the Republic Tigers. They're going to get over here to RJ. RJ back up top. Gets it to Alec. Alec going to drive, spin, pull up, jumper from the elbow. He's going to get fouled and one from Alec Bohr. 28 last night from Alec Bohr. First, he had most of them from the free throw line. 15 of 17 from the free throw line last night. And this will go here into the fourth quarter. This is his first trip to the line. He's got 19 right now for Alec Bohr. 40-37, trying to make it a two-possession game here for the Dogs. As Blaze going to come back in, free throw up, and in and out, no good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound's going to come down to Rackley. I think that's his fourth. Get over here to Duvall on the right wing. Gets it back up top to Brock Smith. Just hit a three from that area, that deep. Hits it back over here to Duvall. Duvall here into McMillan in the right corner. Gets it down low to Smith, and he's going to lose a handle on it. Alec Bohr just steals it out of their hands. Alec with the steal, and there's going to be a charge. And that might be because Alec probably got away with the foul on the other side. Well, that will be Alec's second foul. Charging there for Alec. 40-37. Rolla still on top here with 6:08 left to play here in the ball game. Republic basketball. Kobe Shivers coming off the court here for Blaze. As Blaze going to stay on Ratchley. Ratchley had a big three-pointer just a moment ago. He's got 8 on the night so far for Ratchley. Rackley. They're getting all the things situated here. Bulldog staying with this full court, this little full court trap here. As now they're trying to buff out a little ref helping out there. This little break in the action is brought to you by the attorneys at the Raw Law Firm of Williams, Robinson, Riggler, and Bush Jost. As now I believe the hits to the ref's fitting. That's how it's to the ref's liking here for the court. Gonna get an inbound here to Thomas. As luckily Thomas wasn't looking up, with Rackley was gonna be open toward the corner on the toward their left corner. Gets it over here to Rackley in the right corner here. As I get here, Brock. Brock Smith gonna drive. There is gonna be a foul. Just don't know if he's gonna call it on Trey or Alex. It's probably gonna be on Alex. Nope, it will be called on Trey. 15 foul here for the Dogs. It's first foul there for Trey Quick. We'll send Smith to the free throw line. He's 4-4 right now. As they're going to clean up the spots again. A lot of bodies hitting the floor. Smith 4-4 from the free throw line here tonight. I'm trying to ruin that perfection right here. I'm trying to mess it all up, trying to jinx it a little bit, but we'll see. As the refs get a little standing ovation from the Republic fans over there. Big old smile on the ref's face. Everybody likes a little standing ovation. Back to business here with 5:53 left to play here in the ball game. Free throw up and good from Rackley. Jinx didn't work that time, but will it work this time? We'll see. 40-38. Bulldogs still with the lead here. That went up, and good as well. No jinx. RJ coming here, going to be driving up here on the near side. 5:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. Blaze looking to drive this to the right side. Get over here to Alec. Get some space to Alec. RJ had some three, had some space. Kicks back out to Trey. Trey, three up, and good from Trey Brown. R.J. Alford with the assist. Trey Brown, a little toe touch, made sure he got over to the three, and it's another one for Trey Brown. He's got six points on the night, 2 3-pointers. He get over here to Smith in the right wing, 43-39. Rolla on top. Gets over here to Rackley. Rackley over here to McMillan. McMillan on top. Kick it right over here to Rackley. Rackley, deep three. As he's going to hit off R.J. Alford's hands. It hit off a head, an arm, and then right off RJ's hand. I believe it hit off the head of Tucker Thomas because he kind of ate one right there. He ate a shot from that basketball. Ricocheted real quickly there. 5:09. Let's play here in the fourth quarter. 43-39. Bulldogs are on top here. McMillan going to bring the ball up. He's on the Tiger. Looking toward Brock Smith in the left corner. As they're trying to get the play, but no one's going. There they go. They're trying to get a screen set here for Smith from the other side. As now they're going to get Smith. Has some space there. He's going to drive baseline. Trey Brown's going to close out and out of bounds on Trey Quick as he had the board hit off his hand. Going to remain here with the Tigers. Bulldogs trying to punch their ticket to the title game. As Coach Miller's going to take a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it right here. Because that timeout will be brought to you by the attorneys at the Raw Law Firm of Williams, Robinson, Riegler, and Bush Jost. Right now, 43-39. Bulldogs are on top. Largest lead of the night for the Dogs, I believe, is 5. So it's been a closely contested ball game here the whole time here. Look at the little scores here. Leading scorer for both squads will be Alec Bohr here with 19. And then it will go to Brock Smith. He has 14 on the night right here. Trey Brown with a couple big threes. Blaze has got 7 and about 3 assists, a couple boards here. So a lot of this second half seen a lot of good basketball played here from these Dogs, and that's what they needed to do. It was 20-15 at halftime, and Bulldogs started off right hot right on the third quarter. They scored a quick 9 against this Republic Tiger team, and they really haven't let up yet. So we'll see if they can hold on to this lead here. It's going to be inbound, baseline right, trying to find Brock Smith. They get it here toward him in the baseline. Kick it over here to Thomas. Thomas going to pull up jumper, up and good. Good defense from Trey. Had the hands up, just nothing he could do. Thomas up and good. I believe he's got 10 on the night so far for Thomas with 4:30. Trey Brown, deep three, shot up, no good. Rebound going to come down to Blaze. Blaze is going to lose a handle, or Blaze try to hit it over to RJ. A little bump pass, and then it's going to hit out of bounds on a Republic defender. I didn't see who. But it will be remain here with the Dogs here. 43-41. Bulldogs on top with 4:28 to play here in the game. Alec Borst at the inbound baseline right. He's over here to Blaze in the corner. Back over to RJ. Alec's going to drive. Nope, back over here to RJ. RJ's going to drive. Floater shot up. He's going to get fouled. I believe it's going to be Brock Smith. As we're waiting there. It will be on. It will be on Brock Smith there. Oh, man. It'll be 4:21 left to play here in the ballgame. 43-41. RJ up and off the front iron. No good. No shooters. No bounce right there for RJ. RJ Alford has struggled from the free throw line yet this year. He's had multiple trips. That's the first one he makes this year. I have him unofficially for about 1 of 5 on the year so far. As he makes that one there, big one, make it a 3-point game, 44-41 with 4:21 to play here in the game. As again, we're cleaning up a little sweat spots here in the paint. The refs, man, they've been cleaning these courts pretty good here tonight in this game, especially. As now they'll be switching out the inbounders here. Smith's going to come down court. It will be Duvall here with the inbound. Gets it over to McMillan. McMillan slowly going to bring it up the court here. A lot of time left here in this fourth quarter with 4:10 left to play. Moving around the perimeter, gets it over here to Rackley. Rackley up top. Right over to Smith. Smith in the left wing. Had some space. Shot up. No good. Bohr with the rebound. As now it'll be Blaze and the Bulldogs slowing it down. Bulldogs going right to left on your radio. With 3:50 left to play here in the game. Blaze going to drive toward the corner. Get over here to Maluka in the corner. Right back here to Blaze in the right wing. Blaze driving off left side. Get her pass it right back over here to Alec. Right over here to Maluka. Maluka thought about three. Doesn't take it. It's over here to Alec. Alec pump fake. Going to drive. Behind the back. Going to get shot up. And good. And one. As Alex hit the ground a lot this tournament already. And so now they're going to clean it up again. The foul was going to be on Jaden Duvall, the 5'10 senior guard. As now Alec Bohr makes a shot and will go. Or no, they're going to say he hit the inbound. They're going to do the inbound here. Oh, now they switch it back up. I was going to say, now it had to be on the shot. But now the Bulldogs got to help. Trying to clean up this sweat here a little bit. 3:31 left to play here in the fourth quarter. As Alec going to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. As we're waiting here, we go up and good from Alec Bohr. As I got him for 22 on the night. 47-41, 6-point lead here for the Dogs. It'll be McMillan here, going to get it over here to Looney. Looney passing it back out. They're going to move the ball around here to the corner for Thomas. Once McMillan back here in the corner, but it gets it right over back up top to Looney, as now Republic's going to call a timeout. Let's see what they want here. And they're going to take a full timeout. It'll take 1 minute. We'll take a 1 minute break as well here at ESPN 107.3.
The Rolla High School Bulldogs play here. KOPW, Steelville, Rolla, Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
That timeout was brought to you by Rolla Booster Club. All members of it, we appreciate you all for what you guys do here for Rolla and that the athletics and the program in general here. Will be Republic Basketball here with 3:05 left to play here in the game. 47-41, Rolla on top. Smith pump fake up top, gets it back over here to Looney in the right wing, get it right over to McMillan in the corner. Dishes it up top, kicks it back out over here to I believe it's going to be Duvall. Back up top to Looney. is trying to find a little bit of space, and Bulldogs defensively has been phenomenal here in this second half, not giving hardly any space. Going to drive here. Smith almost goes out of bounds. Kicks it over here to Rackley. Rackley shot up, no good. And rebound coming down to McMillan. He's going to pass it back over here to Thomas. Thomas is going to drive. There's going to be a foul on Malukin. Foul on Malukin there on the floor. As we'll wait to see. And it will be. It was called on Malukin because they look like there's a little bit of confusion on the floor there. Team foul number six. They're getting inbound quickly here to Smith. Shot up and good off the inbound. And he has 16 for the night. 47-43 with 2:20 left to play here in the ballgame. Tonight's game is brought to you by My Serenity, helping consumers achieve the best quality of life possible for their own environment. It's over here to Malukin. Back up top to Blaze. Right back over here to Malukin in the corner off the pass from Alec Bohr. Blaze claws are here in the right wing. Back over here to Malukin in the right wing. Going to keep passing the ball around the perimeter here a little bit. Trying to get a little bit of space. Alec gets a little bit of space off a screen there. Gets over here to Trey. Trey right back here to Blaze. Blaze going to drive offside. He's going to get a shot up and bounce up and good from Blaze Klausner. Got 9 on the night from Blaze. Gets a little bit of space, and that's 49-43. Bulldogs on top with 1:40 left to play here in the game. Kick it up top. It's going to be Looney. Looney's going to pull up from the elbow. Shot up, and no good. Bounce around forever. Smith with the board, and there's going to be a foul as Smith will go to the free throw line. And he's got 16 on the night right now, and he's perfect from the free throw line. 6 of 6. The foul will be called on Trey Brown. That's the first for the sophomore guard. 6-point lead here for the Dogs with 1:30. Free throw up and good from Smith. As of right now, he's automatic from the free throw line. Second one up and good as well. 49-45, 4-point lead here for the Dogs with 1:30 left to play here. Trey Quick set to do the inbound. Set to inbound here for the Dogs. As they're going to do a Hail Mary, he gets it over here to Alec. Alec gets it across court. You're going to lose a handle on it. Come back to it. Going to find Trey. There's going to be a foul on the floor. And Smith is furious, but I definitely think he got a piece of it.
Foul charge to Brock Smith, his second.
That should be Brock Smith's second foul of the game here for the captain of Republic. I'm trying to see if that's their ninth or their 10th team foul. As it's going to be their ninth, as Alec will go to the line here. 1-1 opportunity for Alec. Free throw up and good from Alec Bohr, earning the shot at another one. Fantastic night last night, and he's got another one. We got a pair of them in this Republic tournament already for Alec Bohr. Free throw, no good. He's going to hit off the front iron. 50-45. Bulldogs on top. Rebound came down to Rackley. Going to be Looney's going to drive. He's going to get fouled. 50-45. The score remains. It will be Looney going to the free throw line. With 1:19 left to play here in the game. Blaze Klausner with his third foul. And it'll be the eighth team foul as well here for Rolla. Looney 1-2 from the line here tonight so far. Third one up and good that time. He earns the opportunity for the second one. 50-46. Trying to make it into a one possession game here tonight. These free throws are brought to you by the Rolla Booster Club. Free throw up off the back iron, no good. Rebound's gonna come down to McMillan. Come on, man. Gets over here to Rackley. Rackley up top. Rackley gets it back over here to McMillan. McMillan's gonna do a little crossover. Crossover right back and get a little bit of space. Free shot up and good. Got a step on Blaze Klausner on that one. Good, just stayed with him, but not much they could do. But Alec's going to have one or two opportunity here. Free throw up and good from Alec Bohr. They celebrated the shot a little bit too much, and Alec had a wide open lane to a layup off of Blaze Klausner pass from half court. Bulldogs are going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Nick Cox with Cox Brothers Food Equipment Repair, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
That timeout was brought to you by Remax, Heart of America. As now will be Republic basketball here with 57.7 seconds left to play. 52-48, Bulldogs on top. As will be McMillan here. McMillan's got 6 points on the night. He's going to pass it over here to Rackley. Rackley's got 8 points on the night. A pair of three-pointers, four on the night. Going to try to get it down to Smith, and they overthrow Smith. That's going to be a turnover here for the Wildcat, or for the Tigers. As Looney with the turnover, just overthrown Smith there. As Colby Shivers coming in here for Trey Quick with 43.9 seconds left to play, 52-48. Alec Boris has to do the inbounding here. Gets over here to Blaze. Blaze over to Alec. Alec here in a double team, got to pass it out to Blaze. Blaze can bring it cross court. Gets it over here to Trey in the left wing, right back here to Blaze. Blaze coming up with it, gets it back here to Trey. Trey, he's going to almost overthrow Alec. Alec comes down with it. Has Colby open, but doesn't. Gets over here to Malukin instead. Malukin's going to get fouled with 25 seconds left to play here. Some big free throws here for Malukin Pritchett. He's got the three-pointer on the night here for Malukin. This is his first trip to the free throw line. First trip to the free throw line all year for Malukin. Free throw up and good from Malukin Pritchett. That makes it a 5-point game here in Republic with 25.6 seconds left to play. Segment up and good as well. And Malukin didn't feel too confident. He ran up ready for that rebound. Made it flush anyway. 54-48 and Malukin with 5 points on the night. As Republic going to bring it up here, they got to get a score quickly. As it will be Looney. Looney's going to get Rackley over here in the left wing. Guarded by RJ. Trying to get down low. And that's going to be a turnover again. As Alec Greer with the interception. As they're going to foul Alec Boer here. As I just want to see who that was on. It was Race Looney. That's his fifth and final foul. He finishes the night here with, I believe that's going to be 6 points. He's going to have 6 points on the night for Race Looney. Alec going back here to the free throw line. Free throw up and good from Alec Boer. 3 of 4 on the night here from Alec. He's going to finish. He's got a chance to finish here with 27 if he makes this one. Free throw up and good. 4 of 5 on the night. As now they're going to try to get it inbound here to get it over here to McMillan. 12 seconds left to play here. 56-48 to score. Bulldogs on top. Nothing they can do now. The Bulldogs will cash their ticket. Brock Smith three up and no good. Rebound coming down to Alec Boer. As that will be it here. Final buzzer here tonight in day two. And the Bulldogs cash their ticket to the finale here for the Republic Tournament. We'll play tomorrow. We'll play the Ozark Tigers tomorrow. Here at around 3:30 here tomorrow, so the pregame will be at 3:15, but we will have a lot more to talk about here about this game and some postgame announcements here at ESPN 107.3.
Hi, I'm Gregory.
I'm Patricia.
And I'm Jacob.
With Donna King.
And you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to ESPN 107.3. Our Raleigh Bulldog post-game show is brought to you by your American Family Insurance agent, Tony Foley, providing dependable protection and service to Mid-Missouri. And congratulations here to the Raleigh Bulldogs. They punched their ticket to the Republic title game tomorrow night. As a lot of reaction here is Kelly Brown. A little funky town, Kelly Brown texts me. He did great work last night. Said, holy cow, he's ready to call a title game here tomorrow night with me. And we'll make sure you tune in tomorrow. Should be pregame about 3:15. Game should start about 3:30 as Bulldogs will be playing on the Ozark Tigers tomorrow night. As Coach Miller came up here quickly. Excited Coach Miller here tonight. And you played a very tough Republic team here. And again, your boys just battled back here in this tournament. A two of the toughest teams in this tournament, and really the boys have looked phenomenal.
They've done a very good job. I was really pleased with our defense tonight. We struggled again early on offensively, didn't get much movement, but we changed up some offensive stuff, and I felt like we got a lot better movement in the second half, and of course that opened up some shots, but then you combine that with Alec Bohr just being really tough to stop.
It was another great night from Alec Bohr, but you know, again, I thought a couple of the other seniors really played well tonight as well as Blaise Klausner. You know, he's had that little injury problem, but he came in big, especially in a couple of those moments in that third quarter, had really good penetration, some good drives, hit some really big shots
in that
third quarter.
Absolutely, no bigger than he is. I tell you what, our three guys out top, Blaise and RJ and Shiv, none of them are very big, but they can all get to the hole and they can finish or they'll get fouled. They beat people off the dribble and it opens up a lot of stuff for the other guys.
Another good game. You guys look good here. And what really looked good to me is the sophomore guard, Drew McMillan for Republic, was the leading scorer last night. And really, they scored the 4 points in that first quarter. And then from then on, he was shut down. And really, you guys shut down the Stars really well tonight.
Well, they've got some really good players. You know, the one kid, number 22, he's going to Drury, and he's rock solid. And I just, you know, Trey Quick didn't show up a lot in the box score with points and whatnot, but we put him on that kid as the lockdown defender. Face guarded him a lot, and it's hard to completely stop a guy like that, but Trey Quick did a really nice job on him. Over on the sophomore, he's got a really bright future ahead of him. He can flat out shoot it. We watched him last night. And, we had RJ over on him. We had Shiv on him. And I felt that it really limited his looks.
It seemed like, again, in that first quarter, that first half, it was a little of a slow start again for these Bulldogs, a little bit what we've seen last night, but really finished hard again here. So is it just the inexperience of why they're starting off slow, or is it just they're trying to find their pace of the game?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with we get a lot of scoring out of Alec Bohr, obviously. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it has to do with he is the kind of player where he finds the seams and he finds the open spots, and it's up to us to find him when he's doing that. And so sometimes it takes just a little while to kind of wade through things and figure out where we can score it from. But again, it's early on. Guys are notorious for wanting to stand around on offense for some reason early, and we always get in them and they come around later. So I'm hoping for no more slow starts like that, but I sure was pleased with their closing out the game.
We haven't been in the Republic title in a while, since 2015. Hadn't won one since 2014.
Same matchup too. That's who we had back in 2015 was Ozark.
So I mean, you got to be looking forward to that rematch then, Coach. And how do the boys got to be excited as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is we talked before, it's a group of guys that are kind of inexperienced together, and they're figuring out how to play together. And so I think there's a lot of people not really sure how good we were going to be. But the way these guys work at it, the leadership we've got, which is phenomenal, we've got some shooters. We've got guys that will play defense. It's going to make for a fun time.
Coach, congratulations getting the title game, and congratulations on the win tonight. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Sparky. Appreciate you, buddy.
When we come back, we'll have more here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Gary Klausner with Edward Jones, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Welcome back here to our Rolla Bulldog post-game show, which is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tony Froelich, providing dependable protection and service to Mid-Missouri. Big win here tonight over a very tough Republic team, that's got a lot of potential, a high expectations here in Republic, and Bulldogs really looked good all night from that third quarter, from that second half. It looked like a whole new ball team, and really, really fantastic. A great adjustment, and really they did well of shutting the Stars down. They they're the good players from Brock Smith to Drew McMillan and Trent Rackley. Rackley finished off with 8. McMillan only had 4. Brock Smith had 18 there. He got his a little bit, but really it could have been much more. So really they did their job well and played phenomenal on defense, and had, when they needed some buckets, they were able to pick some good shots there and really did well. Alec Bohr, again, another great night. Finished with 27 points. I got him unofficially for 27 points, and I believe it's going to be 6 rebounds for Alec Bohr. Couple steals as well. Malukin Pritchett ends up with 5 points on the night. Colby Shivers had a few rebounds. He only had the one shot here tonight. He really didn't get enough time to get a space. RJ Alford finishes with 3 and a couple assists. Colby Shivers also had an assist in there as well. Benjamin Collins finishes with 2. Finished with the 2 points. He's another kid we're not going to see a lot of minutes out of, but him and Danny Foster, as well as their kids, are not going to see a lot of minutes out of, but they still bring in that valuable minutes. They're very talented basketball players, so it's nice to have that come off the bench a little bit. Danny Foster ended up with the 2 points here tonight and 2 rebounds. Trey Quick ended with 2 points. And like Coach Miller said there, he had the heavy job there just to guard Brock Smith, and he did really well. I tried to face guard him all night, and really that was a tall task for Trey Quick, and he really answered it with flying colors. So great job there from Trey Quick, and a great night. It was a great night overall here for the Bulldogs. Going here to the title game here for the Republic Tournament, again, the last time since 2015, a little 2015 rematch like that right there, as you heard first from Coach Miller. So make sure you tune that in tomorrow. Pregame show should start around 3 o'clock, 3:15. So make sure you're tuning in here. Show your support here, the Raleigh Booster Club, and a lot of this community. Make sure you're showing your support here for these Bulldogs, boys and girls, wrestling team, all around here. A lot of these kids, Raleigh Athletics, they do a lot of hard work here. These kids, so they deserve all the credit they can get there. So we do our Colton's Play of the Game. It was brought to you by Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Raleigh, where kids eat for 99 cents every Monday with a purchase of an adult meal. And I mean, there's a lot of kids you can go to here, but I think the kid that really deserves it here tonight is Blaze Klausner. I think the senior guard, he did really well. He had 9 points, had 4 assists, a couple rebounds there, but he really dictated the action here tonight. He slowed the game down, and he played a really good ball game here tonight. Very smart, played good defense again, and he's our Colton's Player of the Game. So congratulations there to Blaze. Bulldogs punch their ticket here to the Republic title game. Make sure you tune that in tomorrow. Thank you to Thomas Maples at the station, and I'm your host, Brandon Sparks. Make sure you tune us in tomorrow here at ESPN 107.3.